Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Hajj. There is one narrative or one text of the narrative which is reported in this regard. However, there are two different chains of narration. One of them is found in Salwi's tafsir and the other one is in Wahidi's tafsir. And both of these narratives are allegedly reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The text of this narrative is that man qara surat al-hajj u'tiya min al-ajri ka hajjatin hajjaha wa umratin i'tamaraha bi'addadi man hajja wa'tamara fima madha wa fima baqiya. So a simple translation of this narrative would be that a person who recites Surah Hajj, then he shall be given the reward equivalent to the reward which is received by every person who has done Umrah and who has done Hajj, whether that person has passed away or whether he is living. So in other words, all the Umrahs and Hajj done by people, whether they have been passed away or whether they are living, so the reward of those Hajj and those Umrahs, equivalent to that reward, will be given to the person who recites Surah Hajj. Now, I should like to point this out that this narrative is regarded to be concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar. And the reason perhaps is the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizri has recorded the following comments from various Rijal authorities. So Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is laysa bishay, and at another place he says, Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says that he is laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he is ghayru siqa. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be Zaif, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he is Matruk. And another opinion of Imam Nasai about him is that he is Laysa Bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu Qasim al-Baghawi says that he is Zaiful Hadith Chittan. And another opinion of Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash about him is that he is Kazab, that he is a liar. So in the presence of this data, we can see why Hafiz ibn Hajar says that this narrative is concocted. And since both these narratives also exist in the chain of narration which is found in Salwi's tafsir, there is no reason that we should not regard that narrative to be concocted as well. So all in all, we can say that we have to totally divert ourselves from this narrative because it has absolutely no basis. It is a fabricated narrative. The true way to achieve the blessings of a surah is to read it with a good translation, is to understand its meanings, to decipher its message it has for us, and to communicate that message to others. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات